make up for last week when I didn't do an episode, so I was going to do two this week. But if I want to cover every sign that the world has gone completely crazy, I need to start doing this every single day. And I do not have time to do this every day. But, oh my goodness, today we are going to talk about Chris Cuomo, not really Andrew, but we're going to talk about Chris Cuomo and CNN, and also about CPAC and this ridiculous rune, the Odell rune, which is supposedly, or was supposedly, a shout-out to white supremacists, a dog whistle, at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. Those are our two topics. Let's talk about Chris Cuomo first, because Chris says the following about the scandal involving his brother, Andrew Cuomo.
Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so.
So that's what he said. Immediately, others in the media are hopping all over him, and not just in the media, but criticizing how is it that he was interviewing his brother for months, which is apparently a violation of typical journalistic conduct. Well, look, Chris Cuomo isn't a typical journalist. He's an anchor on CNN. Their job is entertainment. I mean, this is not the problem. The problem is not Chris Cuomo interviewing Andrew Cuomo. The problem is that CNN is presenting itself as a news network and reality is a propaganda network. They still have a chyron, a statement that says that Trump mocked a disabled reporter. But of course he didn't. He made the same gesture about this particular reporter being unclear that he made about many other people. And this complete fiction is still being presented as fact on CNN. And you can still find millions of people who believe. Now, obviously, Trump mocked the reporter who happens to be disabled for being unclear in his recollection about various things that Trump did or did not say. But again, Trump, you know, this is his character. He mocks people, and he mocked several other people who said the same thing, or same sort of unclear things. Bank directors, military generals, Ted Cruz, you name it. It had nothing to do with the disability. But CNN tried to pin it on, you know, that Trump would actually mock a person's disability, which is rather sick. That's the problem with CNN. And of course, CNN has Christiane Amanpour, who literally asked Naftali Bennett during one of the Gaza conflicts. She asked him, well, isn't the Israel military response disproportionate? Which basically was saying, why hasn't the IDF waited for Hamas to kill more Jews before responding and neutralizing the terrorists? It was, you know, it's simply unbelievable. But of course, that's par for the course for CNN. And now all of a sudden, reporters who simply felt that all of that was perfectly appropriate, now they have a problem with Chris Cuomo having interviewed his brother. Look, the Orthodox Jewish community has a profound respect and concern for our elders. We regard our Jewish elders as a link back to Sinai. So you have tremendous respect for elders built in. I guess it's unsurprising that you find a lot of Jewish, observant Jewish people in the nursing home business, especially in New York, where a lot of Orthodox Jews live. And they serve Jews, they serve non-Jews, it doesn't matter. There's just a lot of respect for older populations and enough concern that a lot of them end up in the nursing home business. They were outraged by Andrew Cuomo back in April. There was an order coming out of the governor's office, and this is now only becoming a scandal now, a year later. The order in his office said that if a patient has been discharged from hospital, even if they're COVID positive, you have to take them back in a nursing home, which obviously means they're going to infect others. You can be really anxious to help serve older populations in nursing homes, but not have the facilities and the PPE, personal protective equipment, necessary to avoid infecting workers and avoid those workers infecting other patients. So it didn't even matter if the individual patients were kept apart, as long as the same workers were circulating throughout the building. I mean, there was just no way to prevent the spread of COVID once the governor insisted that COVID-positive patients be brought back into nursing homes. And the press never covered this. They never had a problem with it. And I'm not talking about, you know, the networks whose job is really about entertainment and presenting propaganda and a partisan view. CNN is just firmly in that latter category. And the fact that Andrew was being interviewed by Chris, his brother, it made for entertaining TV. That was the whole point. I mean, that's really the bottom line, is that is Chris Cuomo's job, to entertain, not to report news. So there he is. I mean, first of all, he did a whole series on his own experience with COVID, which really, I think, a lot of people found encouraging because, you know, he survived it. He didn't end up in the hospital. He lived in the basement, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But meanwhile, the interviews with his brother, I mean, I'm not an entertainment person and I'm not a CNN person. But one of the clips, I believe that I have seen the clip on which Andrew Cuomo said to his brother, you know, "Mom said I had to." As in, "Mom said I had to come back on your program." You know, that's entertaining TV. They were having fun. They were ribbing each other. They're being brothers. I don't see any problem in Chris Cuomo having been interviewing his brother through this all. It would have been nice if CNN or anybody on any of the serious networks had decided to cover the nursing home scandal. But they didn't. And it's not Chris Cuomo's fault. And the fact that now Andrew himself, personally, is in the middle of a scandal, it actually makes perfect sense that Chris can't cover it. I mean, if you wanted to have a much more serious discussion, a much more serious point, the fact is that Cuomo's order probably killed thousands of people. All the reports on his interactions with women are creepy behavior, making people uncomfortable, making them, you know, want to shy away from him, feel, you know, deliberately made to feel uncomfortable because he was making very sloppy, you know, I think the word is pass. You know, he's making sloppy passes against them as a governor. I mean, it's really creepy behavior. Don't get me wrong. But compared to being responsible for killing hundreds, if not thousands, I mean, where are our priorities? What is the real Cuomo scandal here? You would think that an executive order that callously resulted in hundreds, if not thousands, of deaths is a greater scandal, is a bigger deal. But that doesn't seem to be the way society is going right now. And it does say something about our priorities that the deaths of all these geriatric patients is being considered a less scandalous story about the governor than his personal interactions, creepy interactions, downright creepy interactions with numerous women. And obviously, it's also those deaths that speak to his capacity as an administrator, to him doing his job. So you would have thought that all these calls for resignation would surround the nursing home scandal. And yet it really hasn't. And I certainly, again, don't think that there's anything wrong with Chris Cuomo saying, "Look, I was willing to cover my brother and talk about his leadership during the pandemic and just have him on my show, but there's just no way I can touch a scandal involving my brother." I think that's completely reasonable, and we should not be giving people a hard time. Now, speaking of not giving people a hard time for things they didn't do, CPAC 2021 was held in Florida recently, and all the speeches and all the action and all the activity for those on the left was outdone by the fact that CPAC's stage design apparently resembled an inverted Odal rune. Now, this is a rune dating back to pre-Roman times, but it happens to also be an insignia that appeared on certain Nazi uniforms. So apparently this was a shout-out to white supremacists, a hidden one of those dog whistles, which nobody seemed capable of recognizing. The folks at CPAC had no idea. Now, CPAC, just for your awareness, not only did they host the Shabbat at CPAC program for observant Jews, which they normally hold, but this year, since CPAC was over Purim, there was a Purim program at CPAC, during CPAC, run by Rabbi Yitz Tendler, who is one of the directors of Young Jewish Conservatives, and also the Jewish liaison for the American Conservative Union. So, you know, the Jews didn't seem to have any problem with this stage design, but all those leftists were so concerned about anti-Semitism, they're so scared about anti-Semitism, they had to be so concerned about this rune because it's clearly an anti-Semitic design. And on, you know, a USA Today opinion story, CPAC's neo-Nazi stage design was a public high five to white supremacists. Like, unbelievable. How a Nazi symbol at CPAC turned into a massive Hyatt public relations disaster. Notice Nazi symbol at CPAC. Clearly a Nazi symbol. The CPAC stage was shaped like the Othala rune, which is another name for the Odal rune. And there's a whole story about how the Nazi party employed a variant of the rune. And therefore, clearly, it was an anti-Semitic symbol. And even Hyatt made a public statement about this. Now, for all those on the left who immediately called this an anti-Semitic dog whistle and blamed not only the designers, but CPAC itself, and said that the whole thing, this was CPAC's doing and CPAC's design, and therefore you see that CPAC is evil people who hate Jews. Well, now it came out that the firm, the Maryland-based design firm that designed the stage, actually is comprised of primarily Democratic donors. All the political donations coming out of that organization and its employees overwhelmingly favored Democrats. So if they want to be consistent, all these same people, and by that design firm took total responsibility for the stage design. Hyatt and CPAC, basically, neither of them really had anything much to do with it. Hyatt, at least as much as CPAC. And the design firm took, again, full responsibility. So if these people want to be consistent now and not revealed as complete hypocrites, they have to claim that anybody who donates to Democratic causes, because they are like-minded with the actual designers of this set, they are the ones who are the neo-Nazis. They are the ones who hate Jews. Now, do you actually think that's going to happen? No. It's all the ridiculous narrative, the demonization of the right. It is the same thing. The Equality Act calling right-wingers bigots simply for cherishing the traditional Jewish Bible and what the Bible has to say about marriage and gender. This is all interrelated because they're all about the smear. They don't want to have a dialogue. They want to declare the other side to be bad people who deserve to be silenced. The attempt now to shut down certain conservative networks, with Democrats asking tendentious questions of the providers exclusively regarding conservative networks that they carry, like One America News Network or Newsmax or even Fox News. It's unbelievable. They're not interested in having a dialogue. You know, they say sunlight is the best disinfectant. When somebody is trying to shut down dialogue, think about what happens on college campuses when Students for Justice in Palestine shout down Jewish speakers, especially if they're defending Israel. They shout them down. Why do they shout them down? Because if there's an honest dialogue going on, if all views are heard, they lose. They lose. Nothing tells you more about a certain party's inability to coherently defend their positions than the fact that they consistently demonize the other and try to get any serious dialogue shut down. And that is what is the actual thing that came out of this ridiculous Odal Rune story at CPAC. These are not people who are able to have an honest dialogue, and that's why they're trying to have it shut down. The reason why they declare the Bible to be a bigoted document is that now they can simply say that anybody who believes in traditional Judaism or the religions that came out of it is therefore a bigot. And therefore should not be listened to. There should be no dialogue. They should be shut down. There is no greater sign that we are living in an inverted planet. And that's why, so this has turned into a longer than usual segment, because I've had two significant topics of, you know, the left trying to control the dialogue and their fake outrage about all the wrong things. Chris Cuomo not wanting to talk to Andrew about the scandal. I mean, come on, it's obvious. It's family. And CPAC being blamed for this silly, you know, the stage design ending up coincidentally happening to resemble a pre-Roman symbol that, oh, by the way, was also used by Nazis, and therefore it must be a white supremacist Nazi shout-out. Come on, people. Grow up. Inverted Planet is sponsored in memory of Carl Stitzer, and I remain very grateful to the Stitzer family for keeping this project afloat. If you enjoyed listening, please be sure you've subscribed. This podcast is available on all major platforms and all popular Android and iPhone podcast apps. And be sure to spread the word by giving us a 5-star rating and telling your friends about the Inverted Planet podcast. Thanks for listening.